This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. On the DJV program, how do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Looking at the equivalencies here, I'm doing my homework, or looking back at, I've had this sort of thing going on the last couple of weeks, looking into the stuff from my past that I want to toss. I just found this is something I said, I didn't remember studying this in school, the valence chart. Do you remember that from chemistry? Hydrogen chloride, hydrogen nitrate, hydrogen sulfate. What creates?
I remember the periodic table, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
I didn't go that deep into chemistry. Well, okay, I took chemistry, but I didn't. I wasn't a science major or anything. I didn't go beyond regular.
I wouldn't imagine though, in 30, 50 years, whatever it is, my children are going through my stuff. They'll think this is of much value. What do you think? Should I toss it?
I think you could dump it.
Can dump that?
Oh, Jen, right. you missed it. We've been going through this for days now. His old yearbooks and, oh, my gosh.
All right, let's get to the important things that affect us all. What's going on in the world and what the consequences are of some of these things. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Jennifer will have the opportunity to hit the first one out of the park.
Well, I have to tell you about this California town that is going absolutely crazy because one of the homeowners in the town decided to add some dinosaur sculptures to their Flintstone house. Now, I'm not making this up. The town of Hillboro sued Florence Fang last week, alleging she violated local laws by landscaping the yards of this orange and purple bulbous-shaped house. I've got to put a picture up on Twitter so we can share it. This thing looks just like the Flintstones house. Local officials last year labeled the property with figurines of characters from the Flintstones, and they said that it was a public nuisance. Well, since that time, she then installed large
on her own property? This is on her property.
It is. Nobody a staircase, a parking strip, a deck, and a driveway sign labeled Yabba Dabba Doo since buying the building in 2017. Drivers are able to see this hillside domed home from Interstate 280, and the architect behind it is William Nicholson. He designed it in the 1970s, according to the San Francisco Chronicle, and he sprayed concrete over wire mesh and steel frame to make it look sort of Flintstone-esque. There's a code enforcement panel that ordered Fang to remove the features by December after determining that it was a visible eyesore, and it fell short of community standards. The city also said that she, who, by the way, is no joke, a former publisher of the San Francisco Examiner, had to pay a $200 penalty. The lawsuit now asks the judge to make her remove the dinosaurs and figurines that she has just installed in her yard to keep working on her art project. She said she thinks the dinosaurs are beautiful and that they make everyone smile and that they should stay, but this has got the whole town in an uproar. Literally, this thing is like a pink and purple round dome-looking thing. She's got statues of dinosaurs with eggs and brightly colored orbs in her yard. And then she also has some Fred Flintstone statues. I mean, she's making no bones about this being her Flintstones house.
I'm sorry.
I saw that this Flintstones house was trending yesterday, but wow.
That's why.
I just think people have gotten so much into everybody else's space and face.
Well, Think about this on a small scale. Think about this, like I know in my neighborhood, I don't have like a homeowner's fee or there's no regulation as to what. And I know I had a neighbor who painted their house bright purple and like lilac almost and like really loud.
Ugh.
And it's something that, of course, you're not going to sue them, but it's annoying.
But that's so. This is their
house. Value then.
This is their house, and this is what this is property. It's like having anything that you own. It is your privilege to make a mess, to change it. I don't see how people get into somebody else's. I understand how they do it, because everybody gets into everybody else's space. People mind everybody else's business. If you want to deface your property and devalue it, that's your business, not anybody else. Now, you can say, well, what happens if it devalues the value of my property? You know, that's...
If it scares away a potential buyer, then, you know, if you were trying to sell your property and someone came in and was very interested in your property and then looked over and saw the Flintstones house and said, you know, not only is that an ugly thing that I'm going to have to look at, but the chances are of the people who live there being crazy are very high. So that would scare away a prospective buyer for your property.
The other thing I would also be worried about how many people it would bring to the neighborhood. Like, do you have a ton of people driving
spectacle.
Through and parking in front of your house to look at this other house? That would be the more annoying
right.
thing. To me.
Hmm. Well,
it's their own land. That's what sparks this debate. It's it's your rights against my rights, basically, which is kind of interesting.
So who wins, Jennifer? Who wins?
I don't know. I think so far she's been fined by the city. She said it's an eyesore and that they do have ordinances, I guess, within the city limits about what's appropriate. It's not ugly. It's actually very well taken care of. I think it would be kind of interesting. If I live nearby, I'd be certainly driving past it. It's definitely something
Remember,
to see.
There's a home, or not actually a home, there's a village outside of Philadelphia.
Oh, man.
What, this?
Google results just came up. Oh, wow. This is worse than I thought.
Google results.
You need to see this of the Flintstones house. You have got to see this, Doug, and see if you want to live next door to this.
I thought you were talking about my tooth.
No, I will not be looking at your tooth.
You
can send it to me if you want, but I'm not going to open it.
I wouldn't send it to you if you don't want to see it. What the heck? I understand. As I was going along the Schuylkill River in Philadelphia. I remember when I was working in Pennsylvania. In Philadelphia, WCAU, we took a boat ride. Bob Kay and I, he was program director of the station. He and his wife and I took a boat ride, and we drove up the river at Christmas time. I can't remember which one it was. And there are about 50 houses they compete every year for the best or the biggest Christmas light display. And is it gaudy? Absolutely. And I don't mean G-O-D-Y, G-A-W-D-Y. It's over the
top. But that's Christmas, though. Yeah. That's seasonal.
But if you didn't like Christmas or you didn't want to have all that attraction in your neighborhood, people driving up and down the streets all hours of the night to see the... What's the difference?
This is all year long. You're stuck with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, seasonally, it's not that big of a deal.
You see what a good, healthy debate this is? This is a very good discussion about something that... is one of the troubling things of our time. What do you do? You know, people sticking their nose into other people's business, and sometimes it's good that you do that. Sometimes there are positives that come out of it. But you sent me a copy of it anyway.
I did, because I wanted you to see it. Do you want to live next door to that?
Hold on a second.
It looks like an amusement park or something.
It does.
Good God.
See? I told you.
You know what that would be? That would be a good barn for cows. That would be a great place for
there
cows,
no cows,
animals,
on the
goats
Flintstones.
To live in.
You know, dinosaurs.
Yeah, they were. Well, okay. Yeah. So,
they had
brontosaurus
burgers, I think.
You know what this reminds me of? I've told you before. When I went to Baghdad and stayed in Saddam's downtown palace, he had built a Flintstone village on the property for his grandchildren.
That's right.
And it looked just like this. Now that I've come back around, it looked just like this.
All right, so let's go back to the question. If this was your next-door neighbor, what would you do? Would
if
you
it was
want
Saddam,
this to be next door?
I would want to bomb it.
This house.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's a distraction. Mm-hmm. It is. I'll admit to that. Okay.
It's a tough one. I understand personal property and everything. I get it. But at the same time, when something looks that garish, it's, you know, it's hard to.
All right, you
want to
post that? Why don't you post that on our Facebook page along with my picture of my tooth so people can look at a couple of garish, ghoulish things at the same time. See what they think about that. 16 after the hour on the DJV program.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, the Supreme Court is going to decide if one of the two gunmen who committed the sniper shootings in Washington ought to get a different sentence. One of them is serving a life sentence for his role in the attacks, which went back to 2002. Remember that? This kid was 17 years old at the time, and the other guy was 25 years older. He was executed, actually, in 2009. Malvo was given life sentences by the courts. So is this okay? What is the high court's decided sentencing minors to life without the possibility of parole is unconstitutional. So should this guy be out walking around on the streets?
No, definitely not. As someone who grew up in D.C. and had to be walked from school, you know, walked
scared
for a portable.
Scared the hell out of people.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
we, as students, we weren't allowed to go outside by ourselves. Your parents.
How do you know he wasn't mind? Well, the argument will be he was mind controlled by this older guy.
That's the thing, is, you know, okay, if that's what they find out, then maybe he shouldn't be serving four life sentences. That always makes me laugh because obviously he's going to die before that happens. But the fact of the matter is he was still involved in the murder of 10 people.
Yeah, and no excuse.
Quite a few other people were shot and injured. So, I mean, people were terrorized here for the months that it was happening.
I remember it was awful. Yeah, terrible.
You know, it gets to a point where I feel bad if he was under this guy's spell, but 10 people died. So.
Yep. All right, so Kara says, throw away the key.
Kara. Got to.
21 after the hour.
homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's the Boots Scootin' Boogie, right?
Boots Scootin' Boogie.
Boots Scootin' Boogie from Brooks and Dunn. Country Hall of Fame announcing its newest members at Nashville's Country Hall of Fame and Museum's Rotunda. Brooks and Dunn, Ray Stevens, among others, veterans that have been performers, non-performers, get inducted every year into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Ever been there? Been any of you, Victoria, John?
I'm going next week. I am so excited. So exciting.
Are you?
Yes.
Are you going my time or your time? Where are you going?
I'm off next week.
The whole week?
I'm gone Monday through Thursday. Yes.
Really?
I'm in Nashville. Yep.
Wow.
Check your calendar.
Did I know that? Why are you going to Nashville?
Yes, we've only been talking about it for a month.
This has literally been planned since October. I'm going with three of my high school girlfriends. We're all getting together. We rented a house. Yeah.
Very nice. Brooks and Dunn. Well, Brooks came to Nashville in 1980. Recall first visiting the Country Music Hall of Fame saying, I grew up being a fan of country music. I'm still a fan. And that's why we dedicate our lives to doing this. The fact that we would be in the Hall of Fame, faces on this wall, I'll never consider my peers. I idolize them. And the fact that I get to share a space on the wall, hard to describe how it feels. So, Jennifer, what Brooks and Dunn's most significant? I see little license plates with their names on them. Isn't one of them doing a radio show now?
Kix Brooks does a radio show, and Ronnie Dunn, they were together for a really long time, and they took a break, and what I like is that they didn't break up, so they didn't actually, like, hate each other and just stop touring.
Yeah.
So they stopped doing the everyday. Kix Brooks does his radio show, Ronnie Dunn writes music, and he's done some solo stuff, and then they get back together and do these tours in Vegas, and they do these, you know, bring people back together again, which is kind of fun. Mm-hmm. But if anybody should be in the Country Music Hall of Fame, they're definitely high up on that list. They're hit makers like you wouldn't believe.
Hit makers.
Yeah.
I really never applied that, but I suppose when you look at Charlie Pride, Dolly Parton, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, Jerry Reed, they're all hit makers.
To be honest,
and they're all,
I'm surprised they are not already in there. This was actually a shocking story. Yeah, they are just an incredibly good band and had very few failures with their music once they started when they got the spotlight.
So they get their induction ceremony later this year at the Hall of Fame. Good. All right, next up, Tim McGraw is in the musical spotlight as well this hour, the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Karen, and I celebrating the performance. McGraw is going to be actually performing a free concert during the NFL draft later this month. Is it this month? No, it's next month. Football fans becoming a music city for a long weekend of talent, talent scouting, that sort of thing. Crank this up, Karen, would you? Baptize me in that barroom smoke. Bartender preach to me till my heart ain't broke no more. Music of Tim McGraw. What do you like best about him, Jennifer?
His body.
Okay. This is April 26th, by the way, when they have the draft. You like his body?
He's really built. But no, Tim McGraw's another one like Brooks and Dunn that if he's not already in the Country Music Hall of Fame, he will be. He has been, he's had a really long-lasting career, a lot of hits. He's got a sweet relationship with his wife, Faith Hill.
Nice.
He's like country music royalty at this point.
So you may mention to him and his fitness, he loves to work out. As a matter of fact, he opened up a gym in the city's Gulch neighborhood.
He really changed his life a few years ago. He was never, believe me, he was never overweight ever, but he got really fit, he quit drinking, he eats really well, so he's really cleaned it up.
McGraw's going to further his relationship with the NFL by performing at Tom Benson Hall of Fame, the Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Ohio, Pro Football Hall of Fame. That'll be in August. Yeah.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We cannot allow this to happen again.
After the first mass shooting in her country since the 1980s, New Zealand's Prime Minister says,
part of ensuring the safety of New Zealanders must include a frank examination of our gun laws.
PM Jacinda Ardern says her cabinet will announce decisions about gun law reform in the next few days. Meanwhile, a self-proclaimed white nationalist who killed 50 people and injured dozens more in two separate mosque shootings in Christchurch last Friday remains in custody as funerals for some of the victims have begun. Vice President Mike Pence is to visit flooded areas of Nebraska today. Historic flooding in the Midwest, now having killed at least four people. And the Missouri River is forecast to crest today at over 47 feet. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's now 34 after the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Victoria is going to take it away. I'm looking at my, some more. I got 43 out of 50 right on a college quiz on the distillation of
coal. See what I mean, Jen? Wow, this is days it's been this. Yep.
And sulfuric acid, I studied that. I remember that. Bromine, remember doing that? Oxygen properties. This is fabulous stuff. I could go through this again and learn it all over again as an adjunct to how much I know about things going on in the world. About that, you think so or yes or no? I got this study of William Penn in here.
I think that sounds out? Like an throw awesome thing to do off air.
Really? What? No, I mean, people have
reliving your high school chemistry quizzes?
No, this is college.
Oh, all right, sure.
Let's bring us to the College of News and Knowledge. Will you, Victoria, please?
Well, Billy McFarland is back in the news, and if that's not a name that you recognize, you certainly know what he was up to. He is the guy who founded the very much failed Fyre Festival, and he had ripped off millions and millions of dollars from people, not just festival goers, but people who invested in this whole thing. He's now in prison in upstate New York in Otisville with my neighbor, The Situation. They are probably coming up with a new festival to
the jail
plan
festival.
As they get out. Yeah.
Maybe Lori Loughlin can join them up there.
Yeah. Well, actually, it is the white-collar prison. There aren't even any bars there and cells. They live in trailers, and they have picnics with family time, and so it's basically just a day camp. It's a white-collar day camp. So anyway, so Billy McFarland, of course, is in jail. He will be there for probably about 6 years. And so the U.S. Marshals New York office is trying to recoup some of the money that was stolen, basically, from all of these people involved, and they have two big boxes of swag, and they've got Fyre Festival branded t-shirts, sweatpants, sweatshirts, hats, wristbands, yeah, medallions, and they're all going up for auction, and the money that they raise will go to the class action lawsuit victims. And the box was turned over by McFarland's attorney, and I guess this is one of his ways of trying to make amends, which is just really a joke. However, there is all the merchandise on the, according to the marshal's office, they say our objective always is to get the funds back to the victims as fast as we can. And so they have put this auction up on eBay. Be careful where there's some counterfeit stuff there, but the U.S. Marshal's office says they have an official site on eBay. The priciest item is a Fyre Festival wristband that has already been worn by someone and has been cut. That is starting. The starting bid is $1,000 for that. Hats are going for $600. Sweatshirts and sweatpants and all that other stuff will be probably in the hundreds of dollars. And this auction is live right now. So if you want some swag from the Fyre Festival, go for it.
Swag. What? That's an interesting word, isn't it? What's the derivation of swag?
Everybody swag know bag.
Yeah, but why is it called swag? Why is it called stuff? Why is it called yokel? Why is it called, what's the significance? Swag is just four letters put together, or does it actually mean something? I don't remember learning when I was...
I don't know, it's just a word I've always known, so I don't know where it came from.
But what comes to your head
accept.
When you use the word, what's the imagery that comes into your head? Swag
merch.
Is...
Swag bag. Gift bag.
Yeah, a gift bag. Lots of maybe unnecessary material. That'd be a good definition for swag.
No, swag
things
bags are
really
awesome.
Need. Yeah,
yeah,
but
everybody
need the
needs
stuff that's in them.
Who doesn't need a swag bag? Yeah. The swag bags at the Oscars are like $200,000 or more.
Really?
All right, I looked it up for you against my better judgment. Here we go.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Swag refers to valuable goods often obtained illegally just because... Generally meaning loot, booty, or plunder. Swag is stuff in the bags of exited partygoers. And it can be a bundle carried by a swagman, which is an Australian migrant worker or drifter.
Thank you. Isn't that
interesting? That's so weird.
Words, though, and how we use them and how they change over the years. Things like, if I use them, Victoria will yell at me because I'm being politically incorrect. But there are a lot of words that come to mind that have a whole different meaning today. Gay is a good example. When I was in college, gay didn't have anywhere near the connotation that it does today. And that's part of the maturation of the vocabulary and of the language, and that's why I was curious, because that's what my background is English speech and that sort of stuff, even though I do have my periodic table here. And also I have some notes on the Articles of Confederation, if you would like me to share those with you at some point. Anyway, but words are fun and kind of neat to share, and sometimes they can be just fun, sometimes they can be cutting, sometimes they can be embarrassing. Sometimes it's a fascinating thing to study the language and how people use it. I was talking about being the dentist chair, and the lady who was the assistant to the dentist, nice lady who came to this country from Brazil and went to Framingham State to study nursing, and then she became a dental assistant, has a degree in that. Her language, her verbiage that she used to me was awful. I mean, things like that we ought to, things that everybody ought to be able to get out of a good education, like the use of anything and nothing, that don't mean nothing. That's horrible English. And Victoria, your hair would be standing on edge, on end, if you'd have been listening to it. So it's just, it's being conscious, much as anything else. Other names in the news today, Ted Cruz, the loser cruiser, his campaign was fined. Presidential campaign from 2012 for misreporting sources of loans. He'll fine $35,000. See, the problem with that is he's not going to pay it. He's got a campaign chest, a war chest, so he just takes a, somebody writes a check for $35,000 to the Federal Election Commission. Cruz reported loans totaling $1 million. Some of them came from his wife's employer, Goldman Sachs. You know, think that was an inside deal? The Cruz campaign said the loans were public and fully disclosed. Apparently, that wasn't the case. Everything comes up about him. I should ignore it because I'm not objective. I think he is one of the great poster boys for fraudulent politicians in our country. Just oof. And you know what? Speaking of that, this is maybe going to get me in trouble with some of my friends, including Jennifer. I was really, really, really thinking about this. I always was kind of a fan of John McCain's. And whether, you know, he did everything right or not, nobody does everything right. But to have, and let me preface this by saying that I really think that a lot of the things that Trump has initiated are good. Good for the country, good for all of us, whether we like him or we don't like him. I think some of his policies, actually, will hopefully withstand the test of time. But, and even if you have a social or mental disorder, unless everybody around him, including his daughter or his family, is afraid of him, there's got to be someone that can shake the guy up and tell him to stop with this stupid Twitter. I mean, to go after John McCain like he did the other day, that's inexcusable. In my
book. You know why he did it, and I'm not making
excuses. I don't care why he did it.
Well, I know, but you know why? What was fueled it? Because it's not like you're just sitting around going, oh, I'm going to go after John McCain today. I don't think it's a good idea either. I think it's a dumb thing to do.
It's just trash talk.
It was, the story was confirmed last week that John McCain was the trafficker of the dossier that has brought all this trouble to Trump. So that's what that revelation, which doesn't get released by the mainstream media at all last week, is what prompted him, I'm sure, to start going down that path this weekend. It's not like he just picked the name out of thin air. And it was always, people always suspected that it was McCain that helped release the dossier.
Explain a little bit more. What was that all about? What was the dossier all about?
Well, Hillary Clinton contracted with a firm called Fusion GPS. And Fusion GPS, follow the long hair, reached out to a foreign spy, Christopher Steele, who gave a ton of money to Russia, and they put together a dossier filled with material, all these bad things about Trump, including the fact that he had, like, tinkled in a bed that Obama stayed in because he was such a racist and he hated him so much, and that he had done all these horrible things in Russia. And that dossier was then given to John McCain, who turned it over to the FBI. The FBI used that to, and they knew it was fake, by the way. That's what causes all the controversy with James Comey and Andrew McCabe, is that they knew the dossier was opposition research and that it wasn't true. They used that to get a warrant to spy on the Trump campaign. And so this is what started the whole Mueller investigation. The investigation was based on a document of opposition research paid for by Hillary Clinton, trafficked by John McCain, and this is where we are today with the Mueller probe, waiting for the documents to come out this week. So that is all factual. It is all true. It has been dropped over time by testimony from people inside the FBI. And so, of course, I can see why Trump's a little peeved about this. Now, is that right to go after somebody who's dead? No, I think it's stupid. I think he should just avoid this.
It hurts him. Yeah, just
it hurts him.
Leave it alone.
That's where it comes from. This whole thing is coming from the source of that. And if I were Trump, I'd be ticked that this is all going on, too.
You're entitled to be ticked. But grow up and act your age. when it comes to this sort of thing. It doesn't do any, it doesn't even do him any good, because there are a lot of people like McCain who are Republicans who would vote for Trump, but they see this stuff. And even if the hardcore can't stand McCain because he did all of this stuff, if you need to win an election, you need the middle of the roaders, and certainly the people who support McCain are the middle of the roaders. And that it just it doesn't, and it's just too much of it. Even if he's justified,
and it's
just, in this
it's
case,
also too bad.
Just too much.
That most people don't know what I just told you. It's also
no,
too
it's
bad.
True.
That
I agree
stuff
with that.
Is not. It's
that's
not
one of the reasons listening to this program is as valuable as it is for people. And I don't mean that with tongue in cheek. I'm saying that because everybody here has different expertise and inside information about things that is very helpful to people understanding the bigger picture. So that's good. I thank Victoria and Jennifer and Kara for all that stuff. The Kara insight we had in the last half hour was very helpful. So here we are enjoying ourselves and learning, living and laughing on the DJV program at 46 after the hour.
Insight Daily Radio. As we approach the 75th anniversary of D-Day, author Giles Milton's latest book, Soldier, Sailor, Frogman, Spy, Airman, Gangster, Killer, Die, How the Allies Won on D-Day, offers a groundbreaking account of the first 24 hours of the D-Day invasion, told by a symphony of incredible accounts of unknown and unheralded members of the Allied and Axis forces. This bold new historical account narrates the events of June 6, 1944, through the tales of survivors from all sides. This authentic human story, Allied, German, and French, has never been told. We spoke with him about his remarkable new book.
One of the spies, his story is in the book, an extraordinary man I interviewed in 1994 called Guillaume Macader. He was a French champion cyclist, and he'd persuaded the Gestapo to allow him to continue training on his bicycle along the coastal road of Normandy, which had been closed for obvious reasons, because it was the point of access to all the defences, the German defences on the beach. But such was his Gallic charm that he'd been allowed to continue cycling along this road. Little did the Gestapo know that he was noting down every single bunker, every beach defence, every machine gun emplacement, and then wirelessing this all this information across to Britain, where it was then handed to Eisenhower, who was able to build it into the plans for the attack, the assault on the Normandy coastline. So this is just one little snippet, but it's that sort of story that I wanted to include in the book, to get all the human stories into it, the flavour of the day itself.
That's author Giles Milton on his new book, Soldier, Sailor, Frogman, Spy, Airman, Gangster, Killer, Die, How the Allies Won on D-Day, which has just been released. Insight Daily Radio.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aniston. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Boy, if you can hear the conversations going on right now behind the scenes, wow, that should make the DJV podcast. There's a discussion continuing off the air also about the Flintstone House. We were in the last half hour, if you go back to the last half hour of this broadcast, there was some information Jennifer presented on a lady who's got a big Flintstones thing in her backyard. Apparently, Hillsborough is one of the most expensive zip codes in the country. Neil Young lives there. Shirley Temple Black lived there. A gated community. So that may be why there's some a little bit of stiffness to the resistance of this thing. But you can see the picture at facebook.com/DJV show. 10 before the hour.
The
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
So let's get to another page in the Journal of Medicine that we have much time for. One of the things, the podcast that we have, djvshow.com, is the highest demand, but the second highest demand of all the podcasts that I do is the thing called Good Day Health Show. You can find the podcast that Jack and Ken Kronos contribute to at gooddayhealthshow.com. And Jack is here once again to benefit us with his knowledge of black seed oil and how it affects asthma. So let's talk about it's called Nigella. Sounds like a interesting new form and a different kind of ice cream. Okay.
Well, it's Nigella been around for a while. It just
Nigella has?
Yeah, it's really been around for some time. I mean, it goes all the way back to Egypt. And in Egypt, it had the reputation, long-standing belief anyway, that black seed oil was considered a remedy that would just cure about anything.
Don't you remember this sometimes when you go back to history, who was the first person who, for example, took the bark of a tree and made it into aspirin? Who came up with that? Why?
The American Indian. We got that from the American Indian.
Yeah, but how'd they figure it out?
Yeah, trial and error over the years. Yeah. You know, we kind of make fun of the medicine men, and we kind of make
fun of the
medicine women of these ancient peoples. But this is where pharmaceuticals come from.
There is a great movie, Sean Hello. Sean Connery and who's the woman that's always in the Italian movies, the gangster movies? Laura. I'll think of it. Well, you keep going with this, but the point I'm making is that there was a great movie called The Medicine Man. Sean Connery starred.
Oh yes.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Some resin that came out of the back of an ant.
And they, right.
For as a yes. cure for a form of cancer.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Fabulous. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I can't remember who the lady was, but it was a great movie.
Lorraine Bracco.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, a recent study published in the Phytotherapeutic Research magazine. Not magazine, it's a journal. The title of it is Nigella Supplementation Improves Asthma Control in a Randomized Double-Blind Placebo-Controlled Trial. Now, people who are deep into herbalism know that nigella has been very powerful in its effect in being able to calm down asthmatic reactions. Mm-hmm. Asthma kills thousands of people a year all around the world.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we could talk for an hour on the subject of asthma, but in the study, people who took the black seed oil in capsule form and another group took a placebo capsule made out of just olive oil, and there was a huge difference in the results between the two. But the important thing is there are certain phytonutrients in nigella, black seed oil, that have a very calming effect in the bronchus of the lungs. But it has a great effect in other areas of the body, which is why we offer something called Metabol, and it contains the black seed oil. In fact, I've been doing it for about 3 weeks solid.
All right, so I'm going to have some of that when I come visit you
next week.
I need to have some of this stuff.
Metabol.
You can get it. It's a standard process thing that you can order at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Metabol, right. Metabol, because a lot of people have, and don't even know it, Jack, they have the side signs of asthma, bronchitis, bronchial conditions. That's a very common thing. And it's not treated naturally at all by most. There's a drug.
There's got to be a drug.
There's a drug for everything.
There you go. And that's kind of the way the Western world runs right now. Drugs for everything, drugs for anything. But remember, they can't patent a plant. So they have to look at a plant and they say, oh, it's content A and content B. We'll synthesize those in the laboratory. When all the unknown stuff product C through product Z that's in that plant that they left out that made A and B work, if you can follow my reasoning here, it's usually the unknown factors in whole foods that are really helping us rather than isolate one or two things that they can find in laboratory and make a pill out of it.
So important, diet and support for good eating and conditions in your body. Check out ForbiddenDoctor.com and that tablet called Metabol, M-E-T-A or Metabol. It's time for us to quickly learn how to lose weight. The solution for not having a good result from all the weight loss programs you've been involved in is the science of Calitrin. Main ingredient is collagen. That's the number one building block of life. So the benefits of using it are myriad, not only losing weight, but joint support, all those good things. The special deal for special people, that is the DJV Show listeners, go to toploss.com, lose the weight with this all-natural methodology, Calitrin, toploss.com. You get 10% off all and a free bottle when you buy three bottles at toploss.com. Use the code DJV and lose the weight and keep it off.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.